Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest today is really cool. I met her at a fair. She travels all over the world. She's just an amazing girl. She keeps herself so busy, I can't even keep up with her, too. And we're both hopping around the map pretty busy, so it's kind of interesting, but she... Vesna hails from Bosnia, and she has a strong gypsy lineage. I hope I'm saying your name right there. Correct me if I messed up again. She has generations of magical knowledge and tools that she has that's been passed down to her. So this gives her the assistance to be able to guide you with root work. So she uses pendulums, tarot cards, oracle cards, beans, runes, spiritual insight to give you a view of your situation. And she uses genuine guidance. She provides honest, straightforward, you know, pictures as well as potential solutions to your dilemma. She is very good with candles. She's good with gypsy magic. There's a word I can't really say that well. I think it's necromancy. I'm not very sure. She can correct me again if I'm wrong. I want to do this correctly. So she does all kinds of things using herbs, special materials, and she's got a lot of really great feedback on her Nashville Psychics and Readers page. So it's NashvillePsychicsAndReaders.com, and you type in Vesna, V-E-S-N-A, and you can look her up. Her email is Gypsy Oracle, GypsyVsOracle. So that's Gypsy V-S Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E at gmail.com. So you can check her out. She's really cool. So second half of the show, we're going to take your calls. That's 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we will definitely take your calls. Second half of the show, I'm going to bring her live now, and we're going to see what she's been up to. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for coming on today at you know, such short notice. I know you've been so busy. You've had so much going on and so much you're doing, so many fairs and so much travel. I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. I'm honored to be part of it. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. So do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about maybe how you got started, or, you know, just a little bit about what you do? I know I went into your bio a little bit, but maybe you want to share a little bit more.
Sure, and you did fine. You did, said everything right. So the other word was necromancy that you were looking for.
Necromancy, okay. I was getting there. Thank you.
Yes. So, I was born and raised in Bosnia until I was a teenager prior to moving here. I am gypsy, and basically it's just on my heritage, how I learned to do the readings, how we do healing work. Just it's a way of living, essentially. We didn't even really look at it as magic or spirituality until I moved here, and it was something that's out of, kind of still out of the norm here, right? There's just a way of living.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to read with the playing cards, just regular playing cards, beans, coffee, oracle cards, tarot cards. Those are all just tools, essentially. But my biggest focus is to dial in on what the actual issue is with people. A lot of readers stay, you know, just on the surface level and don't really look further beyond of that. What I have found was my calling is to really tell people where the hurt began or where the blocks are to their future. You know, sometimes we think it's one thing and it's really centered around something else we haven't gotten past or something that we need to adjust within ourselves to be able to be successful, whether that's in finances, love, or anything else, health or whatever it is that your goal is. My goal is to make sure that you are winning and that you're living your best life. So it's just been part of me. I started officially doing this full-time for the public around 2012, right after my son's father.
I was going to say, you've been at it a while because you're good.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It has been – I had, like, social anxiety, so I didn't really deal with the public too much. After I lost my son's father, I kind of got pushed into doing it for the public, and I opened up completely. So this is my full-time thing. I teach. I do, you know, lectures. I do readings. I do root work in all spectrums, from Santeria to gypsy magic to herbal stuff. Whatever it is people need, I have a solution for them, basically.
That's great. So you've got different tools in your toolbox, whether it's, you know, working with beans or working with the playing cards. Like you said, you learned with playing cards, candles, you know, I saw a lot of really neat stuff that you do, and you use the herbal magic, and you use, I call it herbs magic because they can really help people, and you use candles and different means to help people really find their pathway and their route into life, and I find it to be very beneficial and helpful what you do. That's amazing stuff.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So you've been doing this since 2012. I'm sorry to hear about the loss of, you know, your husband. That's hard, you know, going forward and, you know, figuring out what to do beyond that of how to go on with life. Losing someone, it can be very difficult, but I'm glad to see that you're out there in the public doing your thing with so many different tools to help people, and even keeping your culture alive and well is really amazing too, because I know some of that is also based on your culture and what you've learned from different people, and you keep it alive and well. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Even though, you know, the loss was a big loss, it really propelled me to be open to speaking with spirits and being more in tune and trusting and having faith in the spiritual realm. So, yes, absolutely. We use herbs, like you said, herbs are magic, and herbs heal from the actual physical body to the spiritual body. It's just you instruct the herbs just like you instruct people. It's all alive. Yeah, we use a variety of tools, like whether that's herbs, stones, roots, bones, just different things to put it all together to make things happen.
I think it's wonderful that you use stones also, because I know sometimes we don't always have all of our stones with us, so it's really neat when someone else has stones that you can use and work with. You know, just right there you feel like you're kind of at home when you have everything that you need around you. I know sometimes I get really crazy on the road and I forget something. So it's always nice to go somewhere and know that you can pick up whatever tools you need to go around and help other people. You know, I also know that's essential.
Absolutely. It is very much. Oils, stones, all of those things are so beneficial, especially when we go through these seasons of retrogrades like we're in right now. And it's so crucial to have the right things with you to stay balanced and grounded and not let these energies dishuffle us, you know, and stay patient and whatnot. So absolutely.
That's great. Yeah, I know this retrograde's a big one. It's talking about different things you're going through on your pathway, different ideas and things that, you know, kind of, this one's a tough one because we're going through communication, we're going through changes, we're going through things that, you know, need to be patched back together again. There's lots of things with this retrograde, and there have been with others too. I know one of the ones before this one was big time emotions, and this one seems to be, you know, fixing things and moving things forward and getting rid of old things and moving into the new energies. There's a lot out there that's going on.
Absolutely. And I would just encourage people to just stay patient. Don't make irrational decisions. Don't make decisions based on emotions right now. Any communication you want to make, just hold on, think it through before you say things. You know, just from what I've witnessed in the past week with my clients, it has brought unnecessary issues. So, you know, just remain patient, know that it's going to be over in a few weeks, and, you know, everything will be fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just hop on board and hang on and really listen and know that things are going to be okay. And like you said, you know, making irrational decisions, just hold on to that energy, because there's a lot that's going on out there that's just big and huge, and, you know, we're getting lots of communication on things. And I like your advice there to just hold on and, you know, grab that stone or that oil and, you know, or that herbal leaf or even remedy, and just hold on to it. Just put the herbs on you, the oils on you, and hang on. Because even burn a candle. You know, I know that the candles seem to be really essential for this one, because this one's a big one.
Absolutely. Whatever helps you get grounded and stay focused, do that. And I always tell people, you know, your mentality, we are, you know, a three-part being. Your thoughts create realities. If you allow yourself to be negative, you're going to draw more negativity to you. So as you think negative, fix it in the moment. Do what you need to do to stay grounding and get past that.
That makes a lot of sense to me, because sometimes we can feed into that negativity, or something comes your way and you pick up on it and then you latch onto it and then, oh boy, you know, this whole new reality comes your way and you got to kind of keep that down so it doesn't, you know, hold on to you for a really long time. But we can get through it. This one's just one of these about releasing things and mending things and moving forward. I do know it's going to end around March 9th, and then there's a shadow period, and we should be doing really good after that. So that'll be good. And you've got some good stuff coming up too, I'm sure. Are you going to be at a lot of shows coming up?
Yes. So I'm pretty much at a show every weekend. I'll be
awesome.
In Detroit, in Tennessee. I'm thinking about coming back to Springfield, Missouri as well. So, yeah, it's just a
That's
full year.
That's going to be wonderful.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Well, I will see you in Springfield, I'm sure. That's going to be fun. We'll have to get together and talk. The Leaf has been a really big help to me since, you know, we last talked to each other. So it's been great. And you just keep on your travels. Michigan's going to be a good fair for you. And anybody who is in the Michigan area or who is around, you know, come check this one out, because she's very good. You know, she can really get you on your path and get you where you're going. You do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. And if there's any other places when people need me, even if it's not a fair, I do also private events, you know, and a lot of times the ladies will get together and, for example, have like a vision board event, and where they're trying to just manifest things and, you know, get to a new place. I'm willing to help in any way I can.
That's perfect. I know a lot of people love that. That's going to be really beneficial to a lot of people. Okay, well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then you want to take some calls second half of the show. I know we have a couple of I think we have one question in text, and then we have a bunch of callers. Would you like to do that?
Absolutely, sure.
All right, well, we're going to give you a little quick break so that we can get ready for the second half of the show. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Vesna. She is originally from Bosnia. She travels around and does readings, and she does an excellent job. You can check out a little bit about her at NashvillePsychicsAndReaders.com. You can type in Vesna there and check out her bio and her profile, and you can also email her at gypsyvsoracle@gmail.com. You can check me out at starwaya.com. That's also my email, starwaya.com. And second half of the show, we are going to be taking your questions. So it's 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We'll take your calls, and we'll be back in just a minute. See you in a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
running through your head. Television freak show, cops and lovers everywhere. Animals and children tell the truth, they never lie. Which one is more human? There's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion in your hands.
WGGM Radio. My guest is Vizna, and she is calling from Nashville, Tennessee, and she is on the road a whole lot. It's just really awesome because I love being on the road too. It's just so much fun. So we're going to do call-ins now at 347-237-5339. You can hit one on your keypad and we'll take your calls. And like I said, we're just going to go automatically to calls. You can check Vizna out at Nashville Psychics, Nashville Psychics and Readers.com. Vesna is her name. You can email her at gypsyvsoracle@gmail.com. gypsyvsoracle@gmail.com. You can find me at Starwea. com, and you can also email me at Starwaya, Starwaya at hotmail.com. And Vizna is GypsyVS Oracle, Oracle at gmail.com. Okay, so again, our call number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad and we will take your calls. Second half of the show, we are going to get started with our first question and bring Vizna back first as well. So we're going to bring her back to the queue here. Welcome back, Vizna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Are you ready to get started here?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Our first caller is 415-368. You're on the line with Amanda and Vizna. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, ladies. Good to hear your voices, Vizna. Looking forward to talking
to you,
Amanda. Always a delight. Thank you for taking my call today. I guess for Vizna, I don't know what to really ask other than if there's any messages coming through to you from perhaps if, Archangel Gabriel comes through to you today to relay anything?
I don't work with the angels a lot. Usually it's Michael that comes to me.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
Well, I know Archangel Michael does work with me and protects me and things, so, you know, perhaps there's something... Or, you know, if there's something else that is coming through for you that you'd like to relay.
Yep, just a second, sweetie.
Sure, dear.
So, of course, you're intuitive yourself. How did the message, did it come through to you through dreams more so, or in meditative state?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see that there's, the messages have been coming in clear for you.
Absolutely.
You are also getting, there's like a big financial thing coming up for you.
Okay.
So you need to listen to yourself in relation to that. It's positive, so no worries.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, so follow.
Well, I am getting ready for my gallery art show here in Ohio, which is coming up, so that should be very well recepted or received and so forth. So.
Awesome, absolutely, yes. So it's the biggest thing I'm getting here for you is that you need to definitely trust the messages that are coming in for you. Any investments that you're making right now are going to be fruitful for you.
I'm sorry, one more time. I was just didn't quite hear that clearly enough. Okay. I'm sorry, dear.
Sorry, I have it on speaker. I was trying to make it a little louder. Any investment that you make right now will be fruitful for you. Also,
any messages
don't,
or is that what you're saying?
Well, those are the messages that I'm getting for you. So basically, what I'm getting is that you don't need to feel like you're in competition with anybody around you. Anything that you put any investment in, whether that's financial or time,
okay,
is going to be fruitful for you.
Okay.
So just the messages that you're getting intuitively via dreams or whatever in relation
well,
to...
Well, actually, I get them clearly in my head through anyone that I ask for. So I just wanted to make sure that they were accurate and, you know, precise and what you were getting as well on those chimes in, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. So I don't see any concerns here.
Yeah.
It just all look.
Well, you know, it's just more of making sure that what does come through are accurate and precise to relay messages. I do I do what I can to make the biggest difference for the highest and greatest good of the light and the one, you know, and relaying messages, especially from Gabriel. He loves to announce babies the most.
Awesome.
Not that I see one for you anytime soon, but
let's not go there.
I won't. I won't. That's private. 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 You know.
Right. Email
perhaps
me on that.
Perhaps at a later time we can talk. You know, and you know.
There you go.
We're all here
email
to
her.
Help.
Email her a message, William.
Yeah,
that would be great. I mean,
we're
good.
All here to help each other because sometimes it's hard to help ourselves the most. So we need one another to help us, each other to, you know, reassure what messages that we actually do receive for ourselves or, you know, if that's understandable.
Absolutely, yes. It's very much so, especially now. We tend to sometimes overthink and, you know, differentiating between, you know, your hopes and your anxieties and your intuition sometimes can be a little bit difficult, but you are on the right path, 100%.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Well, I am really, truly thankful, blessed, and appreciative of your assistance today and all that you do, and look forward to catching up at a later point in time.
Okay.
And
it's been great,
thank
William.
You,
thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, Amanda.
You're
right,
doing a great
God
job.
Bless.
Blessings.
Thank you. Thank
bye-bye. We're going to go to area code 314957. You're on the line with Amanda and Vesna. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Vesna. Nice to meet you and speak with you. My question is, I feel like I have a black cloud over me. Things right now are not going so well. For me, I feel, you know, I don't have the help that I'm needing. I'm feeling overwhelmed right now in things in my life. I feel like my friends are just kind of abandoning me. I don't know what's happening with me, but do you feel like there's things are going to get better and you know, things are going to, you know, financially things are going to get better and, you know, all those other things in life.
Okay. So this struggle of yours, exactly, that's why this recently that has been ongoing. It looks, from what I'm saying, it's been at least a 2 months.
I'm sorry. No, I can't hear you. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I asked. So this, I see that the struggle has kind of been getting really worse, right, over the past few months. Of the things that have been going on with you. It is going to get better, but it's going to take a couple of months. Actually, what I'm seeing here is about roughly 3 months or so before we see like a substantial improvement. You do need to reevaluate, you know, the kind of the people that you are around and not taking the loss as personal as far as people that are leaving your life. Some of these boundaries are really necessary. You should have cut some of these people off on your own probably a while ago. I said, you know, you have a good heart, but people take advantage of you.
Oh.
So, you know, it's really important that you stand your ground and that you have strong boundaries and that you are solid in who you are and what you're willing to compromise on and what you're not willing to compromise on, and build from there. You know, being focused on, I don't want to say pleasing others, but essentially we are programmed to always want to make sure others are happy, which is okay in one sense, but when you have the wrong people around you, they will leave and make it feel like you're almost cursed, right? Because everything
yeah.
is just downhill from there. So you need to make some changes just within yourself first and gain more confidence because you're lacking confidence for no reason. And once you find that strong self within you, it will project onto others as well. And they will see that. So people only mess with you, those types of energies, the low vibrations, only mess with you when they know they can reach you. If you elevate yourself, then those low energies can't put you on the wrong path. And that automatically puts you in a different state of mind. You have a more abundant energy, abundant, how do you call it, spirit essentially, so your money flows better, and you're attracting the right people. Persistent and be okay with the changes that are occurring essentially.
Okay, well I'm very glad to hear that. Thank you very much for the message. Thank you, Amanda.
Hang in there, Norma. It's going to get better. Just work on maybe being a little bit more positive and kind of keeping that, you know, cloud under, you know, under the dirt, you know, just think more positively. You're going to see better results. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Ladies, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Blessings. We have a chat question from Sue. Sue says, can I ask something? Can she pick up on anything coming my way in the way of a large investment? So do you pick
up
on anything with a large investment?
Let's see, it's a large investment that she has already made or that she intends on making.
Okay, I'm not really sure. She just said, did you pick up on one coming her way? So I'm thinking it's one that she's going to be getting.
All right, just a second. Let me see. Tune in on her. Gotcha. Okay, I see. Sue, I see. Good job. All right.
Yeah, so I think it's one that's coming to her is what she's asking.
She said she has already made that investment. So from what I'm reading in here, just a second.
Yeah, there it is. I've already made. Yeah, okay, I see that. I had to scroll down. Okay, can you pick up anything coming my way in the way of a large investment? I've already made. Okay, yeah.
Oh, that looks like it's going to be delayed, too. let me see what's going on with that. It's not as great as I'd like to see it, okay? There's definitely a little bit of a loss and a delay here. Just a second, let me clarify something here real quick. And when y'all make these investments, I'm just speaking in general, not just in relation to you, Sue, but y'all really need to make sure that you meditate on it and, you know, even if you can, have somebody do a reading on it to make sure that you're doing the proper – it could just be the wrong person. It could be the wrong time. You know, investments made during retrograde especially can be tough throughout the year. It doesn't matter which one it is. And then little critical parts can mess up the whole thing. So we just need to just be vigilant when you make these decisions and try to do all you can to prevent any issues. But let me see what the holdup is here. Oh, it's people related. Again, I don't know everything about this investment situation, but there is a male energy in here that's kind of, for lack of better terms, messing things up a little bit, definitely delaying them. Long term, I would say you're going to maybe make a little bit, but it looks more like almost like breaking even. I don't see you really just gaining from this quad yet. I'm sorry. Maybe you could tweak things just a touch on that if you're able to.
Yeah, I see a little bit, but I don't see a lot. And it seems like it's just how it is. I mean, not that it's necessarily a bad thing either. It just is.
Yeah, it's just kind of flat right now. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's not a lot. I mean, I just don't see it being great or a whole lot, but I do feel like it's okay. It just seems mediocre to me. It just seems okay, you know, when I look at it too. So I'm definitely with you on that. We're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 618-567. You're on the line with Amanda and Visna. How are you?
I'm good, Amanda. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Good. Hi, Visna. Enjoying you guys so far. I was calling to see, we've been making some investments in my wife's business and looking to get a work vehicle for her. I was trying to see if now was the right time. And then in general, just some of the rooting stuff. I've been going through a tough period myself. I'm trying to stay positive, trying to do a number of different things just to keep a clear perspective and mind and head in it all. And some days are better than others. And I was just trying to see what you guys were picking up.
Okay. I'm going to pull on it. Can you just turn your phone up a little bit? It was a little hard hearing you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yeah, I heard you just fine, but yeah, I put the phone to my ear, so now it's a little better now. I appreciate it. So I'll check on the vehicle situation first, and then I'll focus on the other. Just a second, please.
Sure.
Okay, so on the vehicle situation, not quite yet, but, you know, if you wait until, let me see if it's better in March, which is right around the corner, right? So, looks like the latter part. So, yeah, wait until even after the shadow period is over to do it, because if you do it now, it looks like you miss something in the details. So I don't know if you're going to be financing it or what your plan was, but you end up paying more than you should if you do it now.
Okay.
So just wait. I would say today is the 24th. I would say roughly a month, maybe a little less than a month, but you need to be at the cusp at the end of it in order to get a better deal for it. Okay.
Okay. And then, too, I heard that the shadow period was ending March 9th. That is my birthday, so I don't know if that's where it will go into a big ending period, but then that additional shadow period between. But my birthday falls on March 9th. I don't know if that's significant in this either, with the questions around rooted and grounded.
So clarify that question. So you're asking how that's impacting your birthday, or what do you mean? Can you clarify that?
Yeah. So the little patch that I was going through, the rough patch that I was going through, and I was hearing Amanda say, hey, a big part of this ends about March 9th, you go into the shadow period. So I didn't know if that was significant that my birthday falls on March 9th, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Gotcha. So no, there's no direct significance. That's just how that is. Actually, to me, in what I've experienced with clients and myself, often the shadow period is actually a little harder than the actual retrograde itself. So the 2 weeks prior and then the 2 weeks after. So things will ease up subsequent to that. Just a second. But as far as, like, you just need to focus on looking ahead. Like, don't get bogged up in the energy that's going on right now. Like, the patience is a big thing. Just anxiety. Like, I just feel anxiety from you, to be honest, as well. Just a second. So communication is a problem for you, because what you're saying to people, people are not perceiving it the way you're saying it. So they're understanding, you know, what you're trying to say is not being conveyed incorrectly. Which is common during this time anyway. So just, you know, think about your tone, think about what you're saying. Also look at messages as you're sending them and reread them. They can be misconstrued. Also ask people to clarify, like, if they understood what you're saying to them, especially when it comes to, you know, work, deals, money, anything like that. What do you do for work?
Development, and then I own my own business.
All right. Well, I know I can't go.
Looking for something else too.
Okay. So I know I can't really go into much depth because we have, you know, other people waiting as well. But just to give a brief synopsis, you do have some toxic people surrounding you, like work wise. So you just need to be cautious who you do business with, because you do have some bad people there. But
listen to your intuition.
Absolutely. Reach out if you have further questions, and you will. Other than that, you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Blessings. Okay, we're going to go to area code 415678. You're on the line with Amanda and Visna. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm having an interesting day. This is Annetta. Hello, you guys. I'm just starting to wonder if anything I'm trying to do is the right choice. I have so many things in front of me, and I just keep thinking something's going to work. And today I was supposed to start a job, and I got a text at 6:30 this morning that said that I didn't need to come in. And I can't tell you how disappointed I am. And I'm starting to wonder, you know, like, is anything I'm trying the right direction? And I guess my question at this point is about my living arrangements, because I'm living in a very, very difficult situation, and I need out, and I don't even know which way I should be facing. Should I be looking locally? Should I be looking elsewhere, other states, other places in the state, or even out of the country?
Okay. So out of state looks to be the better option. However, although everything looks to be much better for you out of state, stability-wise, love-wise, financially, you do have your own issues that you keep carrying with you that you haven't resolved. So you need to clean that up before you move, because it's just going to continue following you.
Any suggestions on how that would happen or how to go about that?
There's no short answer. So I would have to have a longer discussion with that. But this looks like things that you've kind of buried and you haven't cleared up. So there's multiple ways that you can go about the healing process and about resolving these things. I would have to look specifically to see what all your issues are. But it's almost like it's just stuff where you've just kind of left it in the closet and you just keep moving on thinking that those unresolved issues will be fine, but they're not. So part of it is emotional stuff. And then there are other things that are beyond just emotional things that just need to be handled. So
okay.
Again, it's too in depth for me to like go into everything right this second, but you got, it's deep because otherwise it's going to just kind of mess up everything you try to do in the future. Essentially, you know, it continues to come back and create cycles and tear up every time you start making headway, it messes it up for you. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to off myself at this point. It's like really bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, most definitely. So.
Is there any indication, I mean, if I can resolve this stuff, whatever it is, which I don't know what it is, but let's say I do, is there any indication, like, a region of the country at all?
Let me see. Region-wise, what are you thinking?
I'm looking at places everywhere. I just want the fuck out of my life as it is. It's really bad. I don't even want to go into all the crap I've been enduring stuff for 11 years straight that just, I mean, it was never easy, but the last 11 years have been like living through hell every single day, and I'm tired. I'm just tired. And I'm not real enamored with this country, frankly, either, so I'm very happy to leave.
Yeah, I hear you, but I looked at that option for you, and that's why I told you that out of state was the better option from what I was seeing here.
Okay.
You know, excuse my French, but in my country we have a saying, it's like same shit, different toilet. So if you don't resolve your issues, you're just going to keep, that thing is going to keep haunting you, and offline, you know, we can kind of look into it more. But overall, Southeast looks to be the best one for you from what I'm seeing here. So I'm not sure exactly what state. I just kind of tried to break it down like that.
The closest I got to the Southeast.
I'm sorry?
Huh? The closest things that I've looked at in the Southeast region would be like North Carolina and Arkansas. Those are the two I looked at that are even remotely Southeast.
Okay. So North Carolina looks to be the better option there out of those. There is a better future ahead, and the issues that you need to resolve aren't as crucial. It's just a matter of getting through them, okay?
Okay.
But I mean, it's
okay.
Like you just have to, you have to understand, like, I can't really go into depth on here on the talk show, so it's going to take more time for me to break it down and go into depth. So I can just kind of give you an overview right now. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Can you just tell me if it indicates that I can find a stable place to live and have some stability financially, and, you know, is there any hope for any of this changing? Because there's nothing that looks really stable or good right now. So is any of it looking like it's going to turn?
Yes, that's what I was telling you. It actually looks like you have a solid future. You have a good foundation. You have love and money, all of it coming in. It looks good. I just don't want it to be temporary. Because it looks like when you move, everything is great, and then it can get smashed away again. So I just don't want you to go through that cycle again.
Okay.
That's why I was addressing what I was addressing. But yes, it does look fine, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And I'm sorry
Thanks
I'm such
for calling.
A foul-tempered person today. Okay.
Well, you're good. You got a lot going on. It'll be okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Thanks. Blessing. I appreciate you. Okay. We're going to go to area code 314-580. You're on the line with Amanda and Visna. How are you?
Hello.
What are you up to, ladies?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing fine, I guess. I just took a job at a company which a friend of mine works at. I know I'll do great there, but unemployment has got me applying for more jobs, and it's like not really fair because I'm starting to get interviews from them, and I'm not sure what to say.
So you say you started a job already?
No, I haven't. I start it next week, the 2nd.
Okay, so you just want to know if the job that you're starting with is going to work out for you so you can say no to the
yes.
other interview.
Yes.
Yeah, the job is fine. I would just be cautious in the long term. You don't allow people that are there to push you essentially over the edge. So I think
okay.
some people are there being able to kind of make things a little bit more anxious for you, but that's any job, right? Overall, it looks
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the last job I was pushed off a cliff by a lady who had never been a manager before, and I was more calm than she was because I could see what was wrong with the methods and stuff. But she wouldn't slow down so that we could fix things. I guess management was pushing her, and she decided to push me. And it's like, wait a second, we're finding way too many things wrong. We need to stop and think this through.
Right,
but nobody
exactly.
was willing to think it through. But, yeah, I like I said, now I'm taking interviews again because – unemployment says I have to keep going until I actually start my first day of work. And it's like, really?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be so concerned about those other interviews. If you and your spirit feel that you need to go, you can go. But this job right here looks solid. Like I said, even.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling it's solid. Right now, the only thing that isn't solid is the fact that I've started a tried to start back on a healthy diet, and my body's fighting me on it because I put in enough chocolates and stuff over Christmas and other stuff that it's just hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, will I ever have love in my life if I can ask that question? I want a boyfriend, basically.
Right. Yes, I see that. I do see love definitely coming for you. It's not like anytime soon. It is this year. The important thing is that all parts of your life are balanced. If something is not balanced, like whether that's your job or, you know, your emotions, you're stressed out, that throws off.
Well, my mom put me into debt because I wanted to start a business and I was sick, and I knew that the company I was working for then was going to let me go. So I started a company and she wouldn't let me continue on with it, which I would have been making good money from it. But she just got all up in the air and all. So now I'm in the hole for it. I'm trying to work my way out. I don't know what century I'll get out, but I'm working my way out. I'm hoping that I get out sooner than I think. And I've got a workman's comp settlement, too, hanging over my head.
Yeah, I think it will be fine. Just, you know, start with this job and get through it. Like, it's
the thing, like I said, it's really, really important for you to be grounded. One thing impacts everything else for you. Like, it's, everything is connected. So when you're stressing, like, about this money situation, it just takes your focus and your energy from everything else. So you just have to trust and have faith and just go with the plan. It'll be fine.
Well, I think this one will give me enough because even though it's a lower wage than what I was making before, it's also hourly, so I get paid for my overtime, and I was told that there could be anywhere from 2 to 10 hours of overtime a week. I'm not sure how straight up that is, but yeah. So if there is 2 to 10 hours of overtime per week, I should be doing good.
Yeah, I mean, financially, that job doesn't look like a concern to me, so you'll be fine with it.
Yeah, you will be.
Thank you. So what do I do in the meantime about all these other people wanting me to interview? Go ahead and take the interview and, well, I can't next week, that's for sure, because I'll be working.
I mean, if you're already working, again, this job looks solid. Go to the interviews if you just really feel it in your soul to go to the interviews. Otherwise, at some point, you have to let them know. You know, so just follow your own gut on that. You were asking me if the job is solid, and it definitely looks solid. So
let the one company know that I got an offer on the table, and, you know, if something happens I should need a job in the future, I will call or look her up, which I doubt, but, you know, you never know what the trends of the market are. Because that one I hired on.
Follow your gut on it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Make
for
it a great day.
In.
Blessings.
You too. Bye-bye. We're going to go to another 415 caller, and then we have one chat question, and we're going to end it. So I'm going to go to 415-756. You're on with Vesna and Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Vesna and Amanda. This is Siobhan calling. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey,
great.
Siobhan.
How can we help you?
Well, I just piped in. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to you until now. So I just wanted to say, can I ask, do you see anything, or should I ask a specific question?
Honestly, specific questions are easier in this environment.
Okay.
If you want me to
do
something, no,
I'd like to know when my father Charlie's health, his eyesight will get better, which we're currently working on.
Okay.
If
so when
that's
is
something you can see? Yeah.
I can see if it's going to improve. Are you looking for like more of like a monthly kind of thing? Like how long it's going to be before?
Well, he's a diabetic. He got a little infection, like a sinus infection. And sometimes with diabetics, I didn't know this. I just found this out. He got blood behind his eyes. And then his eyelids dropped. So it basically made him blind. And he's super frustrated. My dad does not have a lot of patience. So I don't think that his lack of patience, and I understand, he's basically walking around blind. And it happened instantly. So I'm just hoping that something, he's actually going to the eye doctor as we speak. And I just wanted to know, is this going to improve? Because quite frankly, I'm being a little selfish here. I'd like to have my dad back without all the throwing things at me and temper tantrums and everything else, which, again, I completely understand when you have an immediate blindness.
Oh, yeah. Of course, he's very frustrated. I can definitely see that here, too.
Yeah.
It is better. I will encourage you also, in conjunction to what the doctor does, to look at some natural, like, herbal supplements as well for him in relation to his eyes as well as the diabetes. Okay?
Is there a certain one you're recommending, or they're just saying go investigate?
I can look some up, but I can't think on the top of my head. I'm just getting that it needs to be something herbal. It really feels like it needs to be some type of root. I don't know which
root.
One. So,
a root. Okay, I can do my research.
How do you pronounce it in English? I think it's like reishi mushroom. Look that up as well.
Okay.
Reishi mushroom, maybe?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
It's something like that. It's very hard.
Reishi mushroom, maybe. The reishi mushroom, maybe. Yeah, the hard mushroom.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Hard,
yeah.
Like almost spicy as well, but it is very, very good. I mean, from everything, from for your immune system, even like for cancers, for everything, you know, any type of illness.
Yeah.
That is a very strong.
You know it, yeah.
But that's just
yeah,
one.
It's promoted in a tea, correct? You could drink it in a tea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was my question. I appreciate it. Have a great day, lady.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Well, it looks like our text question left, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Thank you so much for being my guest today, Vishnu. We'll do it again real soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Vishnu. You can find her at NashvillePsychicsAndReaders.com. Type in V-E-S-N-A. Her email is Gypsy, G-Y-P-S-Y, V-S, Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E, at gmail.com. You can tune in and find her there. And we will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can find me at Starwaya, StarWaya.com or StarWaya@Hotmail.com. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks, everybody.